From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who met Friday with farm lenders, says the farm economy remains fairly sound, but acknowledged producers are having to dip into working capital and rely on operating loans more heavily. According to AgriMarketing.com, he also played down concerns about farm bankruptcies, noting the rate remains well below the 1980s, and when land is sold off, it's going to neighbors and other farmers, not Wall Street bankers. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, along with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, have announced China has decided to lift its ban on U.S. poultry imports. Lighthizer tells AgriMarketing.com the U.S. welcomes China's decision to finally lift its unwarranted ban on U.S. poultry and poultry products, and that this is great news for both American farmers and China's consumers. China has banned all U.S. poultry since January 2015 due to an avian influenza outbreak in December of 2014. The recent power shutoffs intended to stave off a wildfire meant a California avocado and citrus farmer in Ventura County couldn't irrigate his crops for nearly 2 days. And when the Maria fire burned its way into his groves, he couldn't help firefighters. That scenario is frustrating a lot of growers dealing with the power shutoffs and the threat of fire. Losses from the Kincaid fire are still being tallied, but one agricultural commissioner thinks vine damage may be worse than 2017. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.